This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, our men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, we have our longest running guest, Frank Sabato.
Here we are, Mr. Captain.
Okay, thanks, guys. You can go back inside now. There they go. They're back inside. Okay.
they're very uniform.
I have them trained. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got to talk about this deal in Washington, D.C. at the Nationals ballpark, where four people were shot and wounded. Apparently, it started with an Uber driver getting into some sort of discussion or whatever with somebody else, and they started shooting at the Uber driver. And, of course, we know that the police have chimed in on this, and the union has chimed in on this. And, wow, what a deal. What a deal.
Well, you know, and we were talking this just before coming on the air, the chief thing that it's your responsibility is when you are a security person, or crowd, anybody who has to deal with crowd control, when something abrupt happens like that, is to keep the calm.
Yep.
You know, because otherwise bad things happen. And from what I understand, two people did get trampled to death in the rush for people to get to what they thought was safety. You don't go around saying, "Hey, there's an active shooter inside the ballpark." You don't tell people to run for their lives. You don't do that. You direct them to the nearest exit, and you say, "If you could move in an expeditious but orderly fashion, I'd appreciate that." Now, as far as this call for cops is concerned, that might be a little bit duplicitous. I'm not saying that you can never have some more law enforcement officers, especially at public events where there's tens of thousands of people, but when society is demonizing people who wear badges, and they're beating them up for 2 years, and all of a sudden people say, "Well, I don't want to do that job anymore." Do you think maybe people were making a call for more officers because people are saying, "Hey, I don't want to do that job anymore"?
Maybe.
You know, that bothers me. You can't scream that there's no law and order in the streets after you've spent a year saying the people who provide the law and order in the streets are horrible people. It doesn't work that way. And so we can thank the political activists who used law enforcement and anarchy in Portland and Seattle for political purposes for a year for the lawlessness, not only to happen in Washington, D.C., with the lawlessness in Chicago and Los Angeles, where Antifa and the cops got into it where over the weekend at outside a spa for a protest. We've got lawlessness because we've said it's okay to be lawless. Because the society has said it's okay to be lawless because the political mouthpieces and the political activists out there who only have their own self-interest at heart are saying it's okay to be lawless. We're a nation of laws, not a nation of activists with emotion, selling an emotional shopping point. And it's time we start holding activists accountable for their irresponsibility because they've delivered us to today. And how about, here's another, I know I'm going off a little bit of a tangent here, but how about if we stop electing activists to elected office and start electing people who want to serve the public? Because the activists who have been elected to office, they suck.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your old home stomping grounds of Chicago. They've made plans to swap police officers for mental health professionals to put them out on many of these calls, especially domestic calls, which tied the police up for quite a while. Of course, the police union saying it's a huge mistake, and they're citing the fact that this weekend, 7 people were killed, 55 were wounded, most of which were domestic calls.
Yeah, you can't do that. You've got an armed population. Yeah, I know. Guns are outlawed in Chicago. But you've got an armed population because especially in the west side and the south side, you don't have enough law enforcement. Thank you, activists who pounded for a year that law enforcement is bad. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna send them into a charged, emotionally charged situation without something to protect themselves with. Only the terminally daft would think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Only the intellectually stunted will believe that's a good idea. So if you want to see how activists succeed, look at the violence in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. And folks, there is a $10,000 reward now up for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the shooters in the car that fired on the Uber driver. So we'll see where that all goes. I'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the call.
All righty.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, it's Frank Silvano, undergroundusa.com, on the phone line with us. And before we get going, I want to remind everybody that Moss Nissan brings you this segment of the program. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And, you know, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and even out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And it all starts with Moss Care. Free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Who does that? And by the way, you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of, plus clean trade-ins now. Some vehicles, folks, are now bringing 45% more value than what they were 3 months ago. Some vehicles. All vehicles, all used vehicles, are up a minimum of 21%. So you can upgrade your ride now, and you might have extra money you didn't even know about. Now, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is the motto of Moss Nissan. And don't forget to check out the Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market right now. And they are the home of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on your vehicles. Don't forget Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you before you start your deal. It's worth $500 to you. Before you even start talking price, tell them the captain sent you. That's $500. All righty. Frank Silvano, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Hello, hello.
Mr. Captain.
We were talking about Senator Lindsey Graham off air here and his idea leaving town. He says, hey, the way we can get rid of the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill from being voted on is just to turn around and leave town, just like the Texas Democrats did.
No, it's certainly something that would deny a quorum, and you need a quorum to do business, even to change the rules. The thought is interesting. There's two problems with that. One is ethical, and one is just a matter of fact. The ethical one is that when people are elected to office, they're elected to serve all of their constituents, not just the ones with the similar consonant behind their name, like the Texas Democrats are doing. There are Republicans who live in those Texas districts that now have no representation in Austin because these people have left the state. So they're not executing their duty. They're not fulfilling the office for which they were elected and for which they swore an oath to execute with good faith. So they're disenfranchising the voters, which should be a crime. You know, but it's ethically immoral. The real reason that Lindsey Graham would never get his way on this one, unless it was for a singular purpose alone, is that the Republicans play the inside the beltway game too with the lobbyists and everybody else, and they've got other concerns that have to be dealt with. So they would never have the discipline to leave en masse. This is the problem with the federal, with the Senate after the 17th Amendment. If they were still representing their states and they were still appointed by their state legislatures, then we wouldn't be having any of the problems that we're having with the Senate being a political body as it is today, because it exists as an overglorified House of Representatives now. The national political parties own both chambers, where that wouldn't have been the case if, in fact, senators were still appointed and sent by the legislatures of each state. So we can thank the progressives, which were actually Marxists in their time, back in the Woodrow Wilson administration, for pushing the 17th Amendment and for destroying the system of government that our framers left us.
Now, we were greeted with AOC's wonderful comments over the weekend again. She was ripped by her opponents as a communist sympathizer after the comments that she made about Cuba. But then she and her IRC decided to get together and demand that Justice Breyer step down. They're trying to put all the pressure they can to get him to step down.
I hope she was a better bartender than she is an elected official. Because if she wasn't, then she served watered down booze and flat beer. The separation of powers exists for a reason, and we're going back to the same point I made just 5 seconds ago. The judicial branch is separate from the legislative branch, and what she is doing is blurring the separation of powers. They shouldn't be pressuring anybody, the judicial branch, to do anything. It's not their purview. But their national political party says go ahead and apply the political pressure onto that branch of government, even though there's a wall separating the two of you. That's why the national political parties are damaging the country. Whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, they're damaging the country because they only care about their political parties. The people sent to Washington need to care about their constituents, period. Now, why are they asking for Breyer to leave? So they can get a younger, more radical person on the court. Mm-hmm. Well, why would you need that if you're not an ideologue and pushing for the well-being of your party? Did you poll your constituents on this? Are you executing your constituents' concerns? Their thoughts on this? Are you representing them accurately by interfering in the judicial branch? No, you're not.
No. Nope.
But you are doing the bidding of your political party.
Yeah. Figures. Okay, now, something else about this infrastructure bill. meanwhile, yesterday we had Senator Bill Cassidy, who Donald Trump called a rhino a little while ago, blasting Chucky Boy Schumer in the White House for rushing towards a vote on an infrastructure bill that hasn't even been written yet.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I want you to buy this car, but we haven't been built. It hasn't been built yet. I want you to eat this meal, but we haven't actually gotten the vegetables or the livestock off the ground yet.
You remember Nancy Pelosi?
We have to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah, right.
No, we don't. Write the legislation. And how about this? How about writing the whole and the total of the legislation instead of just writing the framework and giving it to the bureaucrats to flesh the minutiae out?
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the legislative branch doing its job. They don't do their jobs anymore. Why? Because they're all a bunch of activists. So they don't know how to write legislation. Without help from the outside, without the lobbyists, without the bureaucrats actually figuring out how to employ it. That's why omnibus packages are stupid. We should have standalone legislation on everything. And Cassidy's right on this, whether Trump likes him or not, he's right on this. Another thing that we should be very upset about is Schumer and Dickie Durbin from Illinois. They're gonna plug in amnesty and immigration aspects of an immigration bill into the infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that even frame itself as infrastructure? This has earmarks of what they did with Obamacare, finding a bill in the Senate that has nothing to do with what they want to pass and pushing stuff into it so they can pass major legislation under the guise of something else.
You're right. Now, an official with the Virginia Parent Teacher Association, who made headlines last week after she seemingly wished death upon opponents of critical race theory, has now been forced to resign from her position. Actually, she was fired.
Yeah, Dad, she didn't seemingly do nothing. She said, let them die.
Yeah.
You know, that was point blank, I hope they die type of stuff. And this woman was also the head of the local NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got, once again, radical activists sitting on a body that is supposed to be doing good for all people, bringing their ideology to serve everyone. We've got, you know what? Being an advocate for something is noble if you're doing it with nobility.
Mm-hmm.
Going out and trying to make honest change is a noble cause. But being an activist just because you think it's cool makes you a jerk.
Yeah. Now, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, because we're going to come up around the break like right now. I hear the music coming up. Because when we come back, folks, when we come back, one of Frank's most favorite people that's a congressman up there where he lives, along with his compadre, a travel companion, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're out on this America First tour. Well, they got told in California they weren't wanted there. Wow. Okay. We'll see where that goes. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
80 wildfires have burned well over 1 million acres in 13 states out west. More than 19,700 wildland firefighters and support personnel are assigned to wildfires. Montana is reporting 18 large fires at this time. Idaho has 17. California and Oregon have 9 large wildfires. Washington, 7. And Alaska and Arizona have 6 large fires. As the ballot recount in Arizona has turned up improprieties, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has demanded Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs turn over evidence in the 2020 elections. Hobbs has told auditors they cannot have hard drives and other items associated with the election demanded by the Arizona Senate. Texas and 8 other states sued to halt DACA, arguing that President Barack Obama lacked the power to create the program in 2012 by executive action because it circumvented Congress. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon in Houston agreed, barring the government from approving new applications. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com is brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there are 4, count them, 4 Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice right here in the state of Florida, where we have affiliates, and we're talking right now in the backyards of those stores. By the way, some of you know it, some of you don't. They're a John Deere dealer, and they have everything from push mowers to weed blowers to weed whackers to sit-down riding lawnmowers to the bigger mowers. You need a 60-inch deck. They got one of those, a small tractor, to the big old backhoes and the buckets and all that. Yep, got it. And you can check them out and find out more because they are the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Now, that's Everglades Equipment Group, where you will find reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you for the great, great, great deals that they have to offer. Okay, Frank Salvato's back with us from UndergroundUSA.com, and thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Absolutely. Any time.
Now, a little curious timing here. 2 more Texas Democrats who fled the state over the GOP voting bill have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. That makes a total of 5. Yesterday, Vice President Harris had a visit to Walter Reed for what was called a routine doctor's appointment. Ah, sure. I bet It had something to do with a COVID test. She had just finished meeting with the people where some of the infected Texas Democrats had been in the room.
Yeah, you would think if you were trying to keep that under the radar that they could have swabbed her over at the Naval Observatory, but they don't think that far ahead. They just do what they want to do. You know, you have to ask the five people from Texas, were you better off in Texas than you were going to Washington and being in a place, you know, Texas took the masks off and dealt with herd immunity, and they were going down. These guys didn't have COVID in Texas, but yeah. They had to rail against Abbott saying that he was being irresponsible. They irresponsibly leave Austin and go to Washington, and what do they get? COVID.
The false report is we were hearing over the weekend, well, these people were vaccinated and they got COVID. No, they weren't. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Some of them had one shot, okay, and it had been within 2 weeks. So that doesn't count as being vaccinated at all yet. So that's the problem.
I don't think at this point on the subject of COVID, whether it's the vaccines, whether it's herd immunity, you can't believe anything you're hearing out of the media anymore.
No.
You can't believe the authorities. You can't believe Fauci. You can't believe the White House. You can't believe Jen Psaki. You can't believe the CDC. You can't believe the World Health Organization, NIH, none of them.
Right.
You can't, because no one can be trusted. They have told you lies, admitted that they've lied, admitted they don't know what they're talking about. So your best bet is to do your research and make sure that you're personally secured to the best of your ability. Otherwise, everything that you're hearing out of the media and everything you're hearing out of the government about COVID is garbage.
Well, if you want to know the truth, you might want to check with the Israelis, because we now know activists, journalists, and politicians around the world have been spied on using cell phone malware developed by a private Israeli firm. The program called Pegasus, developed by Israel's NSO group, has been used for quite a while, as reported by the Washington Post, Guardian, Le Monde, and other news outlets who collaborated on an investigation into a data leak. So there you go.
The one thing the Washington Post didn't report on that story is its deep connection not only to the Democrat Party but to the Biden administration.
Yep.
Up until 2019, they were being counseled from a Washington lobbyist firm that was headed by Anita Dunn. And Anita Dunn happens to be a senior advisor to the Biden administration.
Yep.
You know, so I'm glad the Washington Post was Johnny on the spot with this report, but how about tell the whole story?
Yep. Well, we couldn't have that.
That might be
news reporting.
Yeah. So once again, and you had the Biden administration colluding with Facebook, mm-hmm. and then getting into a little scrape to pretend that they don't get along. And now you've got a senior advisor who had tentacles over into spying on journalists. Mm-hmm. This administration stinks.
Yeah. And by the way, you are the one that reports news, and you do it very well, because you take that's your name out there. That's your reputation. And you take the time and the effort to make sure that it's verified once, twice, sometimes three, four times.
No, for over 20 years, I've prided myself on reading both sides of a story and culling the BS out of it, to try and put the most accurate story out there on any given issue. And with, you know, with the information sources that have, how they've evolved today, 20 years later, it's a little bit of a task, but we still get it done every day.
Now, we have a little bit of an interesting situation here, where the White House doubled down over the weekend on its harsh criticism of Facebook following Biden's killing remarks. And it kind of looks like as if the Biden administration is being held to, well, maybe Facebook, but somebody's being held to a double standard here.
Well, I think this little spat, but you're killing people, is orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
They got caught with their pants down saying that we are actively working with the private sector information people to stop a narrative, which the government cannot do. It is a violation of the First Amendment, and there should be gigantic and severe lawsuits, big time lawsuits coming out of this. So what do? They have to orchestrate a little fray between Zuck the schmuck and the Biden administration, you know, to make it look like, oh, we're going to defend ourselves against the White House. Meanwhile, he's going over and they're having lunch in private. Don't buy any of that stuff. When the government is in bed with somebody, they don't just have a little bit of an argument over a comment in the press.
Yeah, and the Biden administration is being firm against the Cuban asylum seekers by just about ignoring them. So says our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And meanwhile, a double standard does exist in welcoming immigrants from Mexico. That sucks.
It's unacceptable. And everybody, not just people of Cuban descent in the United States, everybody should be raising holy hell about this. We have people who are in the streets in Cuba who are not only having problems communicating with the regular world, but they're starting to get low on supplies. And we've got an administration that won't help at all. You've got people from Florida trying to boat lift supplies and food to them, and our own Coast Guard is making sure that they can't finish the job. This is unacceptable. Yeah. Unacceptable. You know, this is what an ally of a communist regime would do if they were in power in Washington, D.C. So you must look at the Biden administration as being sympathetic to the communist cause.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we got when we heard AOC and her ilk praising the Cuban efforts being put out by the Cubans and this protest that was going on, that they praised the wonderful government of Cuba.
You know, what Biden, she wanted to try to say that it was the 60 years of the economic embargo that brought this all about and America's to blame.
Right.
When you have 195 countries around the world and one country has an economic embargo against it and you're really, really tight with your other communist comrade countries around here and the giant bear of Russia, and yet your economy still tanks down the way that it did in Cuba, you can't blame an embargo by one country. Where are the Russians helping them out? You know, what? Just under 60 years ago, the Russians were trying to put nuclear missiles in there and aim at American cities. So where are their comrades? Where are their comrades in all of the socialist and communist countries of Central and South America to help them out? Where are all these people? Where are the Chinese that were trying to court them, trying to help them out? How come their economy is so bad? If communism is so damn good, where are all these incredibly successful communist nations helping their brother out?
Well, China went to Venezuela, I think.
Yeah. They aren't helping out because they can't, because communism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work.
Wow. All righty. We will talk to you on Friday, my friend. You have yourself a great day.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. When we come back, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters, and I was on Armed American Radio last night. I was part of the panel in hour number 3, and I was on for the full hour. And we had a lot of great conversation going there about a lot of different things. It wasn't just guns. There was some other stuff we had going on there, too. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Big savings at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback is with us, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. And welcome to everybody out there. Big weekend in sports at the Open. Colin Morikawa wins second major trophy. Less than 25 years of age, 24-year-old young man.
That was interesting watching him win that tournament, too.
Beautiful swing, beautiful composure. He just played smart the whole 4 days and just let his game just catch up to everybody's and put it away. Give the kid perfect credit. Jordan Spieth kind of folded there on the final hole. He bogeyed the last hole, Captain. If he could have birdied it, he would have been watching the playoffs, but it wasn't meant to be. And Louis Oosthuizen, he did the best he could, but this wasn't his day. He shot one over, he went into the tournament, you know, final round, being 12 under and went the lead, but, it's amazing what happens over there across the pond. Great tournament. Really, really happy for the young man. So.
Now, a tennis player, Olympic tennis player, Coco Gauff, is a no-go for the Olympics because she's come down with COVID.
Yeah, she's out of the Tokyo Olympics. It's going to be an exciting Olympics, Captain. The basketball team finally beat Spain yesterday. Hopefully the USA basketball team shows up and plays well and represents the USA properly and does a good job there. So I'm looking forward to watching that, I'm sure, with a lot of other people.
How about a little turn left, go fast?
Yes, Eric Almirola. He shakes up NASCAR playoff landscape with New Hampshire win. So I'm real happy for that young man. He's from the Tampa Bay area, for people out there. And he's been racing for a lot of years. He raced against Danica Patrick when they were kids. So pretty interesting, exciting times for NASCAR right now. A lot of people out there, I know, enjoy watching that. It's important. So, baseball, Captain, I'll tell you, man, a lot of teams out there, over 50 wins now.
Yeah.
Got about, you know, 70-plus games left, and it's going to be very interesting as we go down the stretch here, to say the least. The Rays have been coming back and forth. Boston and Tampa Bay, I mean, neck and neck, half a game back. Tampa Bay has 55 wins. Boston has 56. So it's going to be very interesting there in the MLAL East. And the White Sox, they have 56 wins too, Captain. People have... they'll have to realize Chicago White Sox acquired a couple good pitchers, and they're hitting the ball very well. So they're looking good. Houston is playing very well. They have 56 wins, but Oakland has 53. It's amazing. Your lower markets, Tampa Bay and Oakland, they're playing good baseball, being a little underfunded. Then when you go over to the big circuits without the DH, in the New York Mets and Philadelphia, you're going to fight it out there. 48 and 47 wins. Milwaukee, the Brewers, playing very well. 56 wins for them, too. And then San Francisco was the first team to 50 wins. They're 58, but the Dodgers are right on their heels at 58 also. So it's going to be an interesting way the way baseball finishes out this year, Captain.
How about a little football here? Because all of a sudden we got a little little esprit de corps here going on between the 49ers and the L.A. Rams. You hear about that one? Matthew Stafford, who got traded over there to L.A., and then now you got the 49ers, Jimmy Ward, opening up his mouth and kind of chiming in.
It's going to be interesting. The Stafford leading the Detroit Lions and now playing for the Rams, and Jared Goff going to the Lions from the Rams. I'm really curious to see how that goes. San Francisco, you know, they drafted the quarterback high, so we'll see what happens there. John Lynch is the GM there. He did a great job in the draft. He's done a great job as the GM there. He got into the Super Bowl a few years ago. So we'll see how that transpires up there on the West Coast and see if the Rams can get over the hump with another quarterback at the helm.
We got about a minute left here, so what do you want to cap out here?
Well, we'll finish up just one quick comment about the NBA. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing well, just like the Milwaukee Brewers. So congratulations to the people up in Wisconsin. You know, the Packers this year, it'll be interesting to see if Aaron Rodgers is going to be their starting quarterback or not. So that's pretty much, you know, that in a nutshell, Captain. Always a pleasure being on with you. And look forward to seeing you real soon. God bless everybody out there. Take care.
God bless America. All righty. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Captain.
All right. That's Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And by the way, Patrick Hyland, this is what he does during the week. So let's get this up.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and we'll go right to the telephone now because waiting patiently on the line has been Todd in Tampa. So, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's do it. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. While the Democrat left and say every plan that they had, what happened to make America great again? What happened to make America great? Joe, you can't make America great before you try and make all these other countries rich off our back. Is that what you, that's what the Democrat plan. Now, what happened to make America great? Taking care of the American people first, because your gas prices are through the roof. Look at the Communist News Network. They report on the border over there. Hey, by the way, where's Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton in Chicago? I can guarantee you another fifth. While you're going to look at the national, while you're going to try and make everyone get a vaccination over there, because there's ESPN, which I can't watch anymore, talking about vaccines. Shut up. Give me sports. Or get off the radio, okay? Get off the TV, okay? If your team can't put nine guys on the field, then you forfeit, okay? This is a pros. This ain't the minor league or some crap. While you go over there, another 50 people, another 100 people got shot this week in Chicago. Where's Jesse? And where's that where the strictest gun laws are? You can't find them, okay? Because it's all about the who. It's all about the tower at left. Yeah, they're real tower. If you don't do what they say, they try and they try to put you away.
Thank you.
In the way. Stand up for Jesus Christ. Stand up for the country. Let's go, please.
All righty. And his phone got real washy there at the end. I couldn't even understand the last few words he said, but that is the way it is, unfortunately. And obviously that was a cell phone, so next time, Todd, you got to get a better position. Now, we had a situation here where a Florida man was arrested over the weekend for crashing his car through the airport gate over on the Coast Guard entrance, where the Coast Guard is at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport. He now faces multiple charges after he allegedly drove through a security gate at the PIE Airport, which is St. Pete Clearwater, and got into the cockpit of a Coast Guard C-130 airplane on Saturday morning. Wow. Doesn't say if he was drunk or not, but that's still no excuse for doing something like that. Holy cow. Holy cow. Well, today is going to be an interesting day. Congress, of course, comes back tomorrow. There'll be a lot of moves going on there, if you will. We'll see how that works out. And for those of you going to the Turning Point USA SAS conference today, hope you have a great time. It's going to be a nice, warm day. Good day to be inside. And we'll see you tonight at Captain's America Third Watch with more. Remember, this is all about we the people right here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.